USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump has until noon Eastern Time next Friday to voluntarily surrender after being indicted on criminal conspiracy charges in Georgia. Trump faces felony racketeering charges and more related to his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. 18 other people have also been charged in the case. Former President Trump says he plans to release a detailed report that he claims will show that fraud did occur during the 2020 election in Georgia.
He'll do so during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. He claims the report will exonerate him from his recent indictment in Georgia for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election. Trump was charged with felony racketeering, or RICO, and numerous conspiracy charges Monday. Despite the former president's claims the election was rigged, there's been no evidence of widespread election fraud. I'm Michael Kastner.
President Biden says Hawaii will have everything it needs from the federal government to recover from the devastating wildfires that hit the state.
And that'll get aid into the hands of people who desperately need it, who have lost their loved ones, who have lost their homes, their livelihoods, who have been damaged and destroyed.
While speaking from Milwaukee today, Biden said he plans to visit Hawaii as soon as he can without getting in the way of search and rescue efforts. There was a minor jolt in the East Bay this morning. A 3.0 magnitude earthquake struck at 7:44 a.m. Pacific time, centered about a mile and a half northwest of Alamo and about 3 miles southeast of Walnut Creek. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey. There have been no reports of aftershocks. Saying hello to your neighbors is linked to a higher well-being. According to Gallup, American adults who regularly greet more than one neighbor have better well-being than those who don't say hello or just greet one. Older Americans and those with higher incomes tend to greet their neighbors more often. This is USA News.
Freshness made easy with three small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy, Febreze, la 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 la.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
The Republican governor of Georgia is refusing to go along with Donald Trump's claim the 2020 election was stolen from him in the battleground state. In response to Trump's announcement, he'll release a report that will prove election fraud in the state. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp stated no one has been able to prove there was fraud in a court of law. Congressman Adam Schiff visited the U.S.-Mexico border to talk immigration and sewage in the ocean.
The Los Angeles Democrat met with immigration advocates on Monday, talking about taking their concerns to Washington, D.C. He toured the border area and stressed the need for changes, especially for asylum seekers. Schiff also met with the mayor of Imperial Beach, who says that the sewage leaking into the ocean is not only making swimmers sick, but anyone breathing the air mixed with the ocean spray. I'm John Fink.
New York City is rolling out an interactive rat map. Officials say it will help residents find which neighborhoods are more saturated with rodents. The map is colored green, pink, purple, and gray. Green areas are places that passed their rat inspections, and pink areas show the spots with recent rat activity, while areas colored in purple have failed their last inspections. Gray spots are the areas that haven't been inspected in the past 6 months. Distributors looking to buy indie films at fall festivals this year will have to agree to new contract terms from SAG-AFTRA. The Actors Union's chief negotiator made that announcement today. Duncan Crabtree Ireland said any potential buyer must accept the union's proposed new deal, including their streaming revenue share proposal. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.